We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, we're up to page Kuf Ayin Tet. And the Magen Midovna had explained that sometimes life can lead a person to a situation where he regrets all the good that he ever had. You have people like Job who cursed the day they were born, people like the Navi Yirmiyahu. And so the Magen Midovna had said, we shouldn't be infatuated with this world. There are better things to love than this world, because you have no idea where this world is going to end up. Some people had it so good in this world, and then it turned so bad that they regretted they were ever born. So that's not something to fall in love with, this world. You don't really have control over where things are headed in this world. Im kenim bal nefesh ata. So if you're a man of value, matalozu matismach basagatcha olam hazeh, what are you going to rejoice over something material that you attained in this world? You can't really be confident if what you've attained is really going to be sweet for you. Maybe the fruit of what you're eating is really, and here there's a play on words, the word saraf could mean sap of a tree, sap of a fruit, something sweet. The word saraf could be a serpent that burns as it bites, and as its venom goes through a person's body, it burns him. So that's the word saraf has dual meaning. He says, so the fruit might be a flying serpent. It might be something that burns as it flies up within you. The fruit of the fruit, meaning the fruit of your toils, which you think is sweet, you don't know. It might ultimately be venom. It might be poisonous. You don't know till you pass in its border. Meaning, when you finish the marathon, when you've had your last clod of earth laid out over you, and you're 6 feet under, that's when you know if what you've attained in the material world was really something sweet. Because when you're here, you don't know. Could be that there's a bitterness that's waiting that will undo all the sweetness. I love that chocolate. I love that chocolate. I love the chocolate until I have a root canal. I love the chocolate. I love the chocolate until I gain 500 pounds and they tell me I have to go on a massive diet and have liposuction. And suddenly life isn't the same. So the same thing that was sweet a minute ago could be the boon of life a minute later. So the Magen Midovna says, you don't know. Until you've ended the game, you don't know what was to your benefit or your detriment. And if you could gather everything you've attained, all the material things, you gather them as one big battalion, and they don't help you too much from the bitterness that life could have in store. So the Magen Midovna is saying, so what are you getting infatuated with the material things of this world? People spend their lives thinking that, I love my iPod, I love my iPhone, I love my Mercedes, I love my air conditioning system, I love my bar, I love my Bermuda shorts, I love sitting in the sun sipping my martini. What are you loving for? And tomorrow when the doctor tells you, you know, your liver's shot and your skin, oh, you got to put on all these creams from all that sunbathing you've done and who knows if you're going to live. Suddenly, oh, it's not so much fun. But I wanted to see my first grandson. I wanted to hold his sweet little hand and walk him to the park. Was it worth it? And so the Magen Midovna says when we enjoy all these material things, he's not telling us not to lead a balanced life. Enjoy it. Live life. But don't be infatuated with the material things. That's not where your love should be. Those are tools, and you never know where they'll end up. Your love, you're going to have to focus elsewhere. It's a fool that uses that great tool called love and focuses it on the material things. And that's the thought that the Magen Midovna has been repeatedly developing. Don't be in love with this world. You can enjoy it, you can use it, but don't be in love with it. Love, you're going to have to focus elsewhere. And we'll see where as we move forward.